This is New England Public Radio News. The movie Diane shows the mundane and extremely generous measures a woman takes to help her friends and family. The film is set in the city of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, where writer and director Kent Jones grew up. New England Public Radio's Joel Kaufman has the story.
Hello, everybody.
Sorry.
In an early scene in the movie Diane, starring Mary Kay Place, a mix of cousins from different generations are sitting around a large kitchen table. A few are standing. They don't take each other too seriously after all these years.
Just keep hammering away at it, since it still doesn't make you writer.
I don't have to hammer away at a goddamn thing because I know I am right, because I was married in 72.
And Frankie fell down.
This kitchen scene is based on memories from Kent Jones's childhood, growing up in Pittsfield, visiting families around Western Mass.
That little boy fell down.
For Christ's sakes, nobody cares what year it is.
I thought I was 68.
While Jones was an only child, his grandmother was one of 10, and his large family often gathered around someone's kitchen table, notably his aunts in Belchertown.
Hi, Leslie. Hi.
Jones's mother, a teacher, was from Springfield. His father, a DJ, was known for decades as the voice of the Berkshires on WBEC. Jones says the movie is not a memoir, and he says it wasn't until the editing room that he saw the connection between Diane and his mother, who died in 2014.
It came very naturally to me to write a movie about someone who lives with guilt and who, for whom guilt seems like it always has to be there.
It was almost like Jones's mother asked herself daily, what can we feel guilty about today? But she also had a sense of duty, Jones says, like Diane, a character driven by her search for forgiveness for a variety of sins. This is Jones's first feature, and he had the support of Martin Scorsese, who was an executive producer. Jones is better known as a film critic and for his work with the New York and Berkshire film festivals. In Diane, he set out to give viewers a sense of the Pittsfield he remembers with qualities just beneath the surface or in the way people speak.
I have a very close friend who read the script, and her first reaction was, I don't know anybody who talks like this. I got what she meant, because people don't tend to talk like that much anymore. But also, it's very specific to a particular part of the country.
Oh, the poor sweet thing. I wish I could just slip her a pill.
In this scene, the actress Estelle Parsons plays Mary, Diane's older cousin. It's one of many scenes with Diane behind the wheel. They've just left the hospital where Mary's daughter is dying from cancer.
How did you get to the hospital?
Eleanor drove me.
Well, how's she doing?
Poor Eleanor's dumb as a box of rocks, but she's always been a good friend to me.
Using phrases Jones heard family say when he was a kid, in that car and the kitchens and churches where Diane is often showing up trying to do good, Jones says he's showing what other New England movies haven't quite captured with their typical panning of Harvard Yard or maple-dotted hillsides.
You know, there's the popular image of the foliage, but when you live there, living with the foliage is another matter, you know, of autumn light versus winter light versus summer, spring.
And scenes inspired by a pine forest Jones loves along the Pittsfield-Lenox Road play an important part in Diane. But he filmed those scenes and the entire movie in New York State, which he says offered better tax incentives than Massachusetts. In a scene in what might be a typical New England restaurant, Jones doesn't shy away from a big part of Pittsfield's recent history, the legacy of General Electric.
You heard about Tom McConnell?
Yeah.
Goddamn PC beast.
I know it. I can't believe it. Let's see, there was my Dave. Dave Goggins.
In this scene, Diane and her friend Bobby, played by actress Andrea Martin, are having lunch and tick through a list of people they know who've died. PCBs, which the EPA says are likely carcinogens, left there by GE, are still in parts of the Housatonic River, which runs through Pittsfield.
Pete Arlos and the Whittlesey brothers, both of them.
There is a lot of dying in this film, but Jones didn't set out to make a movie about the inevitability of death. He set out to make a movie about life and about an era when families like his lived near each other and factories and industry were leaving places like Pittsfield.
I remember watching Nightline. Someone was from the Clinton administration was on. They were talking about factory closings. They're like, I don't know, you know, they just wouldn't address it.
As an adult, Jones took the bus back and forth between the Berkshires and New York City. and he saw those closings in a lot of towns. He was horrified, and he thought to himself, what are the consequences of all this? And that, too, is what Diane is about. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.